Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is Monday, September 12th. I am alone today, and I'm also like a little bit hungover, so if my voice sounds fucking weird, that's why. I've been drinking beer for the past 3 days, I think. Ever since football hit the TV, I'm like, all right, well, back to drinking. Fuck it. And that's all I've been doing, and like I'm barely sleeping, and just overall very unhealthy. That's the whole thing. That's all I do now. But anyway, so the NFL season has started, which means I'm back to having everyone at my house on Sundays. And I was going to have them here at the studio, at the apartment, but... okay. But TV's a little fucked up still. I got Slingbox, and it's really fucking hard to figure out. I mean, I have it working and everything, but I need to, like, master it. Because if I have, like, you know, 15 of my friends over and the TV goes out for a second, everyone's going to beat the shit out of me, and I didn't want to deal with that. So I was like, let's just go to my house. My mom's not even going to be there. She's going to be, you know, with my aunt because my aunt just got surgery or something. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but my aunt just had surgery and she was hanging out with her. So, yeah. So we're there. My whole house smelled. There was literally, I think there was, because listen, all right, my group of friends, when I was younger, like in like fourth grade, there was like five of us, right? And we only knew each other because we would go to the same park and we'd always play basketball. And these were like the same kids we played basketball with every day after school. So like, all right, cool. We became friends, blah, blah, blah. Then it grew a little bit more. Then like one day we were playing soccer and we met these other kids that were a little younger than us and they wanted to play. So they started playing with us and they're like, oh, we're playing tomorrow. And then like we became friends with them. And then, and that's fine. And then we played football together and I've had the same friends forever. Like I tell people that all the time. But then... as of recently, we added a couple of more people onto this fucking friend circle. This group chat's now like 17 deep, and now everyone's at my house for fucking Sunday football, and it fucking stinks. I gotta be like, most of it's me. I'll be honest. Like I farted a couple times. Everyone was complaining for 10 minutes. I don't know what it was. Honestly, I couldn't even tell you because I've been eating healthy. Maybe eating healthy is not good for me. I don't know. Does anyone else feel like that? That like every time you eat healthy, you start to feel like shit. Like you just need like a pack of Skittles and a pizza. You're like, I need that. I'll feel better. That's where I'm at right now. Like I think at this point, eating shitty would be more healthy for me. I don't know if that makes any scientific sense, but yeah. But the whole house smelled like ass and cheese. I don't know if it was the ass that smelled like cheese or if there was cheese and there was ass, but it smelled like both of them at the same time. And the air conditioner was on. It usually is fucking freezing in there. I didn't even know it was on. I was sweating. It was a fucking disaster. And there's two dogs, Chase and Charlie, running around. Fucking Charlie's with his big ass balls just fucking bouncing all over the room and shit. He's barking. It was a disaster. Someone told me that it looks skinny also, which makes no sense because, well, here's what I've been doing. Like, this is how I find to be the easiest way to diet. Not that I'm dieting, because I'm not really trying to lose weight. I just want to be healthy so that I can be, like, mentally sharp. Because lately I have, like, a lot of shit that I have to get done. And if I eat, like, unhealthy, then I just procrastinate and I don't feel like getting up. I have no energy, so I'm like, ugh. So I just try to eat healthy during the week. And then on the weekends, I allow myself to eat whatever the hell I want and drink. But during the weeks, like, I don't have bread. I don't have dairy. So I just eat, like, salads and, like, grilled chicken and just, like, just... fucking it sucks. Just grass. Like I don't eat anything. Well, I eat, you know, some like meats and stuff, but that's it. But like I don't eat pasta, I don't eat pizza, I don't eat any bread. No fucking sandwiches, nothing. I'm just repeating myself. But someone told me I look skinny and I wasn't happy because I was like, what the fuck? Because what that means, because like I haven't lost weight. Like I'm still like around 175 and it's just because I've lost all muscle in my body. Like, my arms are just tiny now. Like, I just look, oh, God, it's a disaster. You can't tell by, like, my face. And I've always had, like, a pretty good shoulder-to-trap ratio. So my traps look like I'm kind of jacked if you can't see me, like, see the rest of me. So if you just see me traps up, I look fine. But I'm telling you, it's bad. It's getting bad. So I got to go back to the gym. I just haven't even like made that step. I could probably go and like lift and stuff. I wouldn't squat because of my knee and my ankle still. But yeah, also got to fucking get my MRI. I've been putting that off. Fuck. Oh, okay. I've also started vlogging again, kind of. It's the vlog channel is youtube.com/extrajoevideos, which are just videos of like my day-to-day operations. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying right now, but yeah, those started going up again. I'm gonna be filming shit tomorrow, and it'll probably go up, you know, some other day. But this weekend also, I'm going back to Vegas. So anyway, what I'm gonna be doing there in Vegas is I'm working with The Rock. Like, I've been working with The Rock, actually, his YouTube channel and his team, and doing this contest called Rock the Promo, and the finale is in Vegas. So I have to go there and do the finale with The Rock, which would be sick too. So I'll probably vlog that also. Get to know this bastard. Maybe I'll make a video with him. I have no idea, man. Honestly, I don't fucking know. But it's gonna suck, man. First of all, I hate flying. It takes so much out of me. I don't know why. I'm just like sensitive to the air. But it's a 5-hour flight, and I land Friday at 1:30 Vegas time, and then I'm leaving the next day at 9 o'clock at night. So it's like I'm there and I'm fucking out. And I land at home at like 5 a.m. or whatever the fuck it is. Jesus Christ, sorry. But I land at like 5 a.m. or whatever it is. And then there's football all day, and then people are going to be at my house. That is going to be a disaster. I can't even. As soon as I get off that flight, it's going to be 5 a.m. I'm going to sleep for like, actually, that's not a bet. I'll be fine. I could sleep from the time I get home, which is probably be like 6:30 until like 1 as soon as the game starts, and I'll be fine. I'm just planning my weekend like live on a podcast. So you guys don't give a fuck. Anyway, what are we doing here? Let's do a reading, because I do have a long fucking speech that I want to get to, and there's a reason for it, and you know, we'll get to that, but I want to knock this out first, so there's nothing that gets in the middle of it. But basically, the sponsor for this one is Paint Night. Paint Night events are social painting parties. Basically, you go to this place, you get hammered, and you paint. And it's fucking sick. Like, my mom and my sister have done it, and I was like, I want to fucking do this, because literally, you just, it's not an art class, it's like a party. You go there and you just, like, no one can fucking draw. It's not like you go there, you're like, oh, I have an artistic background. Like, no one gives a fuck if you can draw or not. You show up, you get hammered, and then you just paint this thing. I'm pretty sure they have someone in the front of the class who like kind of goes through things with you, tries to teach your fucking uncreative ass how to draw something, how to draw a palm tree or whatever, and you just paint, get hammered, socialize, have fun, whatever. It's like being at a bar, but with drink and food menus and shit. It's awesome. So if you want to go, you can visit paintnight.com. that's paintnite.com, and use code BASEMENT for 35% off your tickets, okay? Drink creatively, okay? At a local paint night event. That's paintnight.com. Offer code is BASEMENT, 35% off. Night spelled N-I-T-E, okay? Don't spell it the correct way, spell it the wrong way. Anyway, let's move on to this shit, because I have this whole fucking thing that I want to talk about. And honestly, I know some people might not want to hear it, and it might be something I've said before, but whatever. But so this all stems from the fact that, you know, as you guys know, if you listen to this podcast, like on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, you know that I have a sports podcast called Veterans Minimum. And I started it like a year ago with three of my friends, and we've been doing it for a year. And, you know, I before we did it, we just like kind of talked about it all the time. We were like, oh, that would be cool. Like, we always talk about sports anyway. We should make one, and just blah, blah, blah. And then we're like, fuck it, let's do it. So I bought the equipment and we started doing it. And, you know, obviously they weren't getting like crazy amounts of views or anything. Like, there was like 100 people who were listening, but we were hype. And I wasn't pushing it at all, because I wanted it to grow organically. I just didn't want to throw it in people's faces and be like, oh, yeah, you like my jokes? Here's some fucking sports. Like, I didn't want to just shove it in people's asses or anything like that. Okay, poor choice of words there. But now we're a year into it, and you know, we have like a good, you know, 4,000 to 5,000 listeners every week, which is like insane. Like in a whole, in a year, that's happened. And like I said, I barely push this thing. Like I don't put it in videos. I don't, you know, I tweet the links to it, like whatever, but I don't like, you'll go crazy with marketing it or in any way, but it people seem to enjoy it. And there's people who are actually legit fans of the show. And now we just dropped our first ever video on YouTube, and I plan on doing a ton of video stuff with sports, but it's not going to be like your typical, you turn on ESPN and you just watch sports and it's a guy and it just going like, yeah, yeah, he gave 110% and he's a good player and we're all good players, everyone's a good player, and yeah, everyone's playing pretty good. Like, no, we're not going to do that shit, okay? We're going to be fucking real. Whatever, however I do my videos, and you know I don't filter shit. Right? YouTube wants to take out cursing. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. So we're going to do that. We're just doing that, but with sports. It's going to be the same thing, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it's just cool to fucking do, man. And I the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I'm promoting it and I want you guys to go listen to it right now. And this whole thing is just a cheap plug and that's all. No, but seriously. The reason why I'm even bringing this up is because I told like a couple people about it when the video came out. I was like, hey, you know the sports podcast that I do? Yeah, the video just came out, so go check it out or whatever. People who I know who are interested in sports or whatever. And someone that I know said something along the lines of like, oh man, that's awesome. I wish I could do something like that. And I'm just like, of course you can. You know what I mean? Like, of course you can. Like, there's nothing that you can't do. And I know the last time I did one of these speeches, I was like drunk or whatever the fuck it is, but I'm completely sober and now I have my thoughts a little more organized and I can actually explain what I mean by this. It's just like, I'm extremely proud of my friends for doing this podcast for so long and not being discouraged, because I think that's the biggest problem with most people, that when they start something and they're like, you know what, I'm gonna do this, and they start doing it, if they don't see immediate results, they're like, fuck it, like I tried, I failed. It's like, no, you cannot do that. You know what I mean? So I'm proud of my friends for sticking with this podcast for so long, because especially when, you know, I have a bunch of followers and I could put the video out and just like drive this traffic there. But I'm like, fuck that. I'm not doing that. There's no, like, there's nothing in there. There's no, what? You remember when I said I had my thoughts fucking organized? I lied, apparently. But what I mean is, like, these kids on YouTube, they collab. They're like, oh, subscribe to my friend. We also put you here, channel. You go subscribe to here. Everyone's subscribing, a bunch of people they don't give a fuck about. You know what I mean? If the people are going to listen on a week-to-week basis, I want them to give a shit. I don't want them to listen because I told them to, and there's some brainwashed 14-year-old. That's not what I want. I want people to like the shit. I want to be good. I want that if it sucks, then we have to fucking figure it out and do other shit. I don't want people to go there because they're forced to go there. I want them to be interested, and I want it to be good, and that's all I've ever fucking cared about. But when that kid said something like, I wish I could do something like that, I'm just like, dude, you can do literally anything. And you know, he's starting to tell me like, yeah, I know, but I have like, you know, a job and all that shit. It's like, dude, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you have a job or it doesn't, you find the time. You just got to do whatever you love. And most importantly, you have to protect it as well. And I'll get to that. But like, I just know so many people who have crazy talents, but they either get discouraged too quickly or they compare themselves to other people. Like, if you're an artist, and I don't know why I keep, you know, going back to this example, but it's just that I've just been so, you know, I've been buying art recently and just for, I'm probably from people who don't sell a bunch of art, but I just like, I don't know. I just think it's so cool to me because I wish I could draw. So to me, right, I can't draw like at all. But if I practice, I could draw. I could figure it out. It's not like some people just have it, but of course, over time, they get better. You know what I mean? If you have an art, like some dude who's an artist, right, who's like 20-some years old, he's like an artist. When he was like 14 And he loved drawing his whole life. When he was like 14, you show him a picture of something he drew at 14, he'd be like, that fucking blows. Because he gets better over time. So if I start drawing today, in a year, I will be significantly better. And that's with anything. It doesn't matter what the fuck it is. Anything. If you do it for a year, if you love something and you just do it for a year, you are light years ahead of where you were a year ago. And then now everything doesn't seem so fucking crazy. Like if I wanted to be an artist, right? To me, selling $10 of art a month is successful to me. Like someone has something you made in their house hanging up. To me, that's worth more than the money. That's impressive. And all I ever want to be is impressive. But people see other people who do what they do and compare themselves. Like, oh man, they make fucking $2,000 a month selling art and I can't sell shit. I've only sold $200 worth of art in 2 months. You can't do that. You can't compare yourself to other people because you're not that person. They got to where they got for whatever fucking reason. Or people see, even like, you know, we'll compare it to like YouTubers and shit, right? Like there's certain YouTubers who have a cool fucking hair style and a rolled up t-shirt at the sleeve, like a whatever. They're rolling the sleeves up on their sleeveless t-shirt. I don't even know how that fucking works, by the way. People have t-shirts that are short sleeve and then they roll them up. Just get a tank top then. What the fuck are you doing? But anyway, you have one of these kids. And they say shit like, oh, everyone's beautiful, everyone, and then they get 5,000 fucking views, and there's a kid over here struggling, he's trying to make short movies, and no one's watching that shit. He's like, I worked on a month to make this fucking thing. This kid's over here talking about his pencil case and getting 500,000 views. What the fuck? But you can't compare yourself to people like that, because those people aren't in your lane. A YouTuber is a very loose... A YouTuber's the dumbest fucking title in the world. When people say that I'm a YouTuber, I get fucking, I'm like, no, like, I'll just say, yeah, but I'm not. You know what I mean? I'm just not that, because YouTuber, I don't know what the fuck that means, dude. I don't know. YouTube, as far as I'm concerned, is a platform for people to create anything. A YouTuber is someone who just, I don't even know. They just cater to some audience. I don't even know what the fuck that means, honestly. I just don't want to be it. I want to do tons of different things. Oh, God. Anyway, but like, it's going to come. It took me 5, 6 years. And the first 2 years, I wasn't making any money at all. Or 3 years. The first 3 years, I wasn't doing any. I had no money. I was doing it because I liked it. And not a lot of people watched. In the first 2 years, at maximum 10,000 people watched. And that's in 2 years. 10,000 is high, honestly. That probably wasn't the one. A couple thousand. I would say 4,000 or 5,000. Which was like unheard of for me. I'm like, 4,000 people watch this? Do you know how many fucking people that is? Like, you have to think about it in that way. 4,000. That's a shit ton of people. That's insane. Like, be proud of that. Shoot for the small things. Like, the rest will come. You cannot compare yourself to these people who are just getting 5,000 fucking views for talking about Starbucks and shit. Like, you can't do that. But people ask me for business advice all the time. Now, but they never used to do that. Like, the only reason why people ask me for it is because I've showed results, but nobody believes me that I could do any of this. Like, you gotta believe that you can before anyone else does. And I know you hear that all the time, probably on fucking memes and Tumblr and, you know, all these fucking sexual gifts on Twitter or whatever the fuck it is. But it's true. If you don't think you could do, you will only go as far as your perception of yourself. So if you can't even see yourself doing it, then you can't. You can't even see it. What the fuck you think's going to happen? Someone's just going to hand you opportunities? That's not how it works. You have to go get them. And I know I'm just like, I'm not trying to like act like your father or whatever. And like, but this is serious. I'm so serious. It's like, I really like, I don't know what it is, man. I really believe I can just do anything. I really do. I really think I could do anything. I think I know better than anyone else. And I don't mean that in an arrogant type of way, because whatever I know, I got from someone else. Instead of like hating and getting jealous of other people, I asked questions, I learned, I trusted other people to know the answers to things I didn't know. I put my pride aside and I said, you know what? They know more than me and they're successful at it, so I'm just gonna listen. There was tons of nights where I would just sit and just look up interviews of actors and comedians and directors and just all these people. I don't even direct. Like I just watched. Anyone who is successful has something to offer you. It doesn't matter who it is. Even Kim Kardashian, who everyone fucking hates, and I still don't understand why, but even Kim Kardashian, who everyone hates, has something to offer you. She is successful. That is not an accident. Tons of people sucked a dick on video, but they don't have 100 million, where the fuck she has? Tons of money. She has something to offer. Even if it's one little thing, she has something to offer. And I never hated on anybody. And I've never been jealous of anything anyone's ever had. All I wanted was to know how they did it. I want to know what they did, what their story was. I've literally watched every single Inside the Actor Studio on YouTube. And if you're interested in acting at all, or anything, if you're interested in just being successful at all, I highly recommend watching those. It's with James Lipton. He interviews these big actors and sometimes comedians, and it's just their whole story. It's just like from when they were born, their upbringing, how they got started, their struggle, and like their success, and where they are now. It's really that's all I'm interested in. I want to learn from these people. I don't hate these people at all. Like I don't care who it is. I don't look at someone and go, They're famous for no reason. They're just fucking whatever. They have nothing to offer. But anyone who's successful has something to offer. They know something. Even one thing. That's why you can't dismiss anybody and just be like, fuck them. Or just whatever. Like, you can't be like, oh, fuck those guys. Like, I don't know what. They're here and I'm there. Dude, fuck that. Like, I want to learn from everyone. I of course, want to pass everyone as well. So I need to learn everything. I want to know all the secrets that you have. I ask everyone everything. Even people that, I don't want to say work for me like I'm some fucking kingpin, but people who represent me in certain ways, I ask them questions about their job. Even things that I'm not like remotely interested in, like I'm not trying to be like an agent or like an ad rep or anything like that, but I want to know everything just in case. You never know. I want to know everything just because I'm always counting on everything going to shit. I want to have a backup plan. I want to be knowledgeable in every aspect. I don't want to ever go into a meeting without knowing anything. I don't want to have a conversation about something and not know something. You know what I mean? You have learning from everyone is the easiest thing. That's why I didn't go to college. And what the fuck do you learn in high school? You know what I mean? Like, let's be honest. What the fuck do you learn your whole school career? Organization and discipline. That's pretty much it. Like, that's all I've ever, like, that's it. You learn fucking vocab words. You forget them the next period. You learn about certain math formulas that you have no fucking, I don't even know what PEMDAS is anymore. PEMDAS, whatever. I don't even know how to pronounce it. I don't even know how many planets we have. But I consider myself a smart person, not because I can pass a test, but because I ask questions. I learn from everybody. And I'd never hate on anyone. I don't do that. It's crazy. Even someone like Kanye, like, you remember when Kanye, I'm not going to say remember when, because he probably still does it, but when he was saying he was like a god or Steve Jobs or whatever the fuck he was saying, everyone said he was crazy, but I was sitting there like, yo, I know what he means. I did. Like, I would never say I was a god or anything like that. I'm not, you know, whatever. He has his way of saying shit, but I would never say I was a god or anything, but I do think I'm capable of anything, and I don't think I'm capable of anything because I'm special, because I'm not. I really think that anyone can do anything if they just have the right mentality and drive. It's all about practice. Like I said before, if you pick something and just do it for a year, you're going to get good at it. You do it for 4 years, you're amazing at it. Like, imagine you spent your entire high school career doing one thing. I don't know why I'm just thinking of high school. I don't know why. But I just think in high school, like when you're in high school, your whole life is like, I just wake up, go to school, and, you know, I just have to pass this next test. You don't necessarily worry about your future yet. Well, maybe some people do, but you don't necessarily worry about your future yet. And your hobbies consist of either, you know, your after school sports or, you know, parties and shit. But imagine you were really interested in, you know, I mean, comedy, and you were getting on stage and doing stuff like that. Like, by the time you got out of high school and people were in college, you're still figuring out. You still have another 4 years to study stuff, and you're still doing comedy. By the time you get out, you have 8 fucking years of under your belt, and now you're really good at shit, and you didn't wait till the last second. But again, it doesn't matter when you start. You could just do it whenever. It doesn't matter. I tell my friends that all the time. I encourage anyone to do anything. Like, if anyone has an idea that's like weird or just like out there, like I wish I could do that, and I'm just all about it. I'm like, yes, let's fucking do it. I'll help you, or just anything. You know what I mean? Like, I want to do it too. You know, I just get so excited. I love making new things. That's why this YouTube channel is so fucking cool for me, because the Veterans Minimum thing, I'm starting brand new. It's not I put out a video and now overnight it gets like 300, 400,000 views and I'm just like, yeah, whatever. It's not like that. It's like now we are back to square one. The video right now, if you type Veterans Minimum into YouTube, it should show up. It's like 2016 NFL Week 1 picks. The video has like 300 views or 400 views or something. So it's like, it's not anything crazy. You know what I mean? I have fucking an insane amount of fucking likes on Facebook and subscribers on YouTube. And this video that I'm putting out has 400 views on it in a couple of days. And I could not be more excited to work on it. Because building things from the ground up, I just want to show everyone that I could do it. You know what I mean? That's what I feel like. That's my whole like drive for anything. I want to show people that I can do it. Because for a long time, I was figuring out what I wanted to do. And the reason why I'm telling you this is not to like, oh, pat me on the fucking back. Because I don't give a fuck about that. I don't need anyone to pat me on the back. I don't need that. I'm telling you this because some people can relate to it and are in the same position. And if this fucking idiot right here who dropped out of college after 8 minutes can do it, you can easily do it if you have more education than me. I'm telling you, it's all about mentality and changing the way that you just look at everything, like or yourself. Look at yourself. You can do fucking, it doesn't fucking matter what it is. It really doesn't. It really fucking doesn't. You could be a chess master or you could be like an architect. It doesn't fucking matter, man. It's out there. You could do it. You know what I mean? It's so fucking easy. But for a long time, I was figuring out what I wanted to do. And, you know, my family is a big, they're a traditional family. And like all the guys played football and they graduated college and now they have a good job and families and stuff like that and their own homes and stuff. And, you know, growing up, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. So when you go to Christmas and Thanksgiving and all this shit and your aunts and your uncles are kind of asking your parents or you, you know, what's going on? What are you doing? And you just always have to be like, I'm still figuring it out. Or you're like, I'm studying this. But in the back of your mind, you're like, I don't really give a fuck about what I'm studying. I just need something to say right now. And that was me for a very long time. And now I get to go there and tell people at these, you know, family get-togethers, like I've been building these things, you know what I mean? And I built this YouTube channel and now it's doing very well. It's successful. But now I get to say, you know, I'm starting this sports thing and I'm building this now. And you know what? A lot of people can look at my YouTube channel and go, oh, he got lucky, or, you know, you got where you got because of your fucking, your looks or whatever. So a lot of people say that about me as well, which whatever. They could say what they want. So they can say, you know, you got where you got because of your looks and people like looking at you and you're not that funny and you can't do it on a stage, which I fucking did also, by the way, because that's another thing that people said to me is like, yeah, well that, you know, that's totally different than stand-up comedy and you probably, you know, wouldn't be able to do that, or this is a totally different thing. And then I fucking did that also. So they had nothing to say. But do I rub it in people's faces? No, because that's not what it's about, because I don't give a shit about that. All I care about is being impressive and doing impressive things and creative things. And now with this sports thing, I'm able to go, I am creating this thing. And in the back of people's minds, they can go, no. Like, you did your thing with the YouTube channel, just stick with that and, you know, ride that out as much as possible, blah, blah, blah. But no, I'm not going to do that because I've seen, if I can do what I did with this fucking YouTube channel, you can apply that anywhere else. And I really want people to know that, because if I can build this YouTube channel, and guys, I did not take an easy route. I did not do anything, you know, I didn't buy views. I didn't, you know, send all my videos to people via email. I didn't like beg people to watch. I put them out and that was it. That's all I did. And that's all you need. That's all you need. You just need to be consistent and want to be better and put your pride aside and know when you suck or you're sucking and get better. And that's it. Be real with yourself. That's all. And you will get to where you need to get. It's the fucking easiest formula in the world. And I know, you know, it's fucking easier said than done. And I could sit here and people could be like, yeah, you could sit there and say it now. Like, oh yeah, just do it. Have whatever. But it's true. It doesn't matter the amount of time it takes. And I tell people that all the time. People who told me about this sports channel too. Like, yeah. Okay. Yeah, man, you got this sports channel. Now you're going to try and do this. Like, good luck. You're not going to get it done. I don't give a fuck if these videos that I put out on the sports channel get 100 views for an entire year. It doesn't matter to me because I'm already doing it. So I have this thing that I'm doing. You can't tell me that I don't have a sports like network or whatever the fuck you want to call it. I'm currently doing it. That means, you know, I do have a sports network. It doesn't matter how successful it is. I'm not going to stop doing it because one day it will be successful. That's my attitude towards anything. And I tell that to my friends. I'm like, dude, you guys all have talents. You can, you know, and if you're not interested in what you're studying or what your job is, you could just do literally fucking whatever it is that you love doing. It doesn't matter. And I was like, and if I help you, I promise you, we cannot lose. We can't lose. We can't lose. I say that all the time to my friends. I really do. And it was great because, like, you know, thinking back on it, like, it didn't even register with me at the time. But, you know, after my show at Caroline's, which was a huge moment for me, I had two shows and they sold out at Caroline's. That's unheard of. Like, I couldn't even dream of that, okay? That wasn't even on my radar, honestly. That's how big that was for me. And, you know, I say things to people all the time and I hope that they stick. And like I said, guys, please don't think that I'm, you know, talking about myself because I need attention or I need validation. I'm really just trying to help because I really just want people to do things. I want them to just be like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm gonna do this shit. You know what I mean? And you don't have to jump, you know, ship on school or anything like that. You can do both at the same time. It's a lot of work, but if you want your dreams, it's gonna take a lot of work. But I say things to my friends all the time and I tell them, like, listen, just do whatever you want to do. I will help you. We cannot lose. It's impossible. I really feel like that. I really feel like I can't lose. It's impossible. I will do whatever it takes and I will do it for as long as possible until it becomes successful. This sports channel, I waited with my YouTube channel for 5 or 6 years to make any type of money to support myself. Any type of money. I waited 5 or 6 years. Doing this, I was flagged. I wasn't making any money for a while, so it's like, I could, if you apply that to anything, you can do it. And you know, I say these things to my friends all the time. And after my show, you know, it was a McGregor fight, and I had a bunch of people at my apartment, but I wasn't there yet. I had to go to a party, and I showed up late, and all my friends were there already. And when I walked in, they had a cake for me, like as a congratulations for my show. And on the cake, it said, "We can't lose." I just got goosebumps right now. Because the fact that that was on the cake, it means more to me than anything. Just that they know, you know what I mean? That it stuck, even if it did for a second, they believed it. You know what I mean? They believed that we can't. And everyone listening, we can't. I'm telling you, man. You can't lose. There's no such thing. You can't. If you want it bad enough, then you will sit up all night. Listen, if you want it bad enough, you will sit up all night watching YouTube videos, reading articles, reading books, going to the library, taking out books, talking to people that have experience, or any, just your whole life becomes it. That's it. Your whole life becomes this one thing. And you cannot tell me that if you dedicate your basically your entire life to one thing for 5 years that you will not be successful at it. You can't tell me that. I can't even think of a fucking example of that happening. You dedicate your whole life. Anyone who's successful is not special. They just did it. They just made their whole, they made it their business to know everything. And that's all. That's all. Nothing really interests me anymore. That was a stupid sentence. Nothing really interests me anymore that's not super, creative. Like, to me, going out and drinking at a bar is fun. Especially with my friends. It's a lot of fun. But if I have the opportunity to sit down and talk about ideas and how to create a new thing and just, I'm taking that 10 times, every single time I will do that. If anyone, I remember some kid recently has emailed me and he had this whole he's 17 years old. I wish I remembered his name, but he emailed me and he's 17 years old and he told me that he has this idea for a company, this media company, and he had this whole fucking thing planned out. And I wrote him back a long email. And it's just yo, shit like that is so cool. And he's 17 years old. He's starting so early. I didn't start until 20. You know, oh man, I wish I could go back and just do everything differently. I don't mean that. I mean start earlier. You know what I mean? And just learn. Because for a while, like I said, in high school, all I cared about was oh God, I gotta go to what's first period tomorrow. I didn't really think about my future or anything or being creative or creating anything. But that's just me, man. I don't really know if this could resonate with everyone, but I really hope it does. I really hope that I just really hope it does, man. And some people are doing that. And I'm not saying regular jobs aren't the way to go, because that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying whatever you're interested in, just do it. People who are right now who are listening, who get to do what they love and get paid for it and get to live comfortably, they know what I'm talking about. And I'm sure they know already what I'm saying. They're you're preaching to the choir. They turned it off already because they're you fucking, I know this shit. That's really all it takes, man. That's it. That's really all it takes. It's not fucking rocket science. And if you're interested in rocket science, then just fucking make it your whole business for 5 years. You'll be a rocket scientist, I think. I don't know how long that school goes. Who the fuck knows? Oh my God. I'm sweating now, man. But this is something that I'm so passionate about. You have no idea. I could really rant about this for hours. But I feel so... I'm just so passionate about it. And just, you just gotta do it, man. You can't make excuses for yourself. You can't be I can't do that or fucking, this is taking too long or it's taking up too much of my time. Dude, if you love it, you'll never say shit like that. And if you are saying shit like that, then you might want to reconsider what it is that you're doing. Because you can't go into something thinking this is gonna make me a lot of money, so I'm just gonna do this and that's why I'm gonna do it. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not saying I have an invention idea and just fucking try to make a quick dollar. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about things you are super passionate about. Things you are super passionate about. Those are the things that you pursue. And you know what? A lot of people go through life and they never know what they're passionate about or what they truly care about. A lot of people never know because they're just distracted by everything. These expectations and just, you have to survive and you have to do this and you have to do that. But, if you ever find something that you're truly passionate about, that's it. There is no plan B. That is it. Do it. And you can do two things at once. Because you have to survive, of course. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, quit your job, spend all your time doing this thing. I'm not saying that. I'm saying get home from your job and start working. That's what I'm saying. You like singing? You want to be a singer? Be sure that you want to be a singer. Be sure. And then if you want to be a singer, then you should be at open mics. You should be getting lessons. You should have a job that's paying for these lessons. You should be looking up shit on YouTube about whatever. Look up interviews about singers about how they made it. You need to relate to these people. You need to just have the same mentality. That's it. And I know it's really sounding like Joe thinks he has all the answers. I don't know if I have all the answers because I'm still figuring it out. I'm no fucking millionaire, billionaire, or whatever you are, like this extremely successful person. I'm not that. I feel successful right now, but I know that at any moment it could be taken away from me. So that's why I'm extremely humble and I never talk about myself unless it's for this reason, unless it's to help other people so that people can see like I'm not special. All I did was obsess for fucking years. And that's all that happened. You know, people see me and they just forget that I'm making videos every year, every day. Wow. I don't even know. I'm making videos, 52 videos a year, one video a week for 6 years. That's a lot of work. And they're all, you know, for the most part, different. There's series and shit like that, but all the content in it is different. And it's hard coming up with shit every week. People ask me, how do you come up with it? I don't fucking know, man. I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow. It's fucking Monday night. I have no idea. But I'll figure it out. I'm never worried. I have a big belief in myself. And I think that's the biggest thing. I think that you have to have a belief in yourself. And if you don't have one, then you need it. Because like I said, no one's special. I'm not special. I'm not the most successful person in the world. You shouldn't listen to everything that I'm saying either. That's another thing. When I talk to people who are successful and who have, you know, they're just successful. And I want to know more about them. I want to know about what they did. I want to know about this. I want to know about that. Their beliefs, what they don't believe in, what works, what doesn't. I don't just take everything they have, you know, everything they tell me and just be like, yeah, this is cool. I'll just do the same thing you just said. No, I take bits and pieces of the things that I think relate to me, things that I think are correct, and I use those. I don't take everything. So everything that I'm saying, you don't have to listen to 90% of it. But if there's 10% of what I'm saying that makes sense to you, use it and move forward. That's it. I'm just fucking rambling here, and this is just my experience with things, but it's just... It's crazy, man. And I don't mean to get all fucking dark here for a second, but just think about, something could happen, God forbid, and you could be gone tomorrow. So wouldn't you want to use today and just take the steps and just fucking do something great and do something impressive? Wouldn't you want to do that? Everyone has dreams. Everyone has aspirations. Even if you weren't, like, you know, raised to think that you could do anything, I'm telling you right now, you can. And it doesn't fucking matter what it is. And you don't even need to put a title on it. Doctor. Fuck that. You don't even need to, like I said, you don't need to put a title on it. It could be something like, I just want to make people happy. Something as simple as that. Something as simple as that. That can go a long way. You start doing things to make people happy, you will find your way. Things will attach themselves to you, and eventually it'll turn into a title, or you could just create a whole new lane. You could just do that. And it doesn't matter who the fuck believes in you either. Because like I said, people ask me for business advice right now. Like, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Like, I run some Fortune 500 company. I don't know shit. All I know is what I did. But people are asking me why. Because they see success. But in actuality, I don't know fucking anything about like running a business yet. I'm trying to learn from people. I'm asking questions and shit. So I'm trying to learn. And one day I will fucking know. But I don't know right now. But the reason why they're asking me is because they see success. And they weren't asking me when I started the YouTube channel. They weren't asking me. They didn't know. And I specifically remember a specific night. You hear me? I specifically remember a specific night where it was like 5 a.m. and we were near this lighthouse, like a bunch of our friends. And I was just having this conversation with like a couple of people. And this one kid in particular was like, I was telling him like, you know, this was had when I was like thinking about dropping out of college. I was still in it. And he was just like, you know, you should stay in because, you know, you can't really do anything without it. You know, all these jobs, they're not going to hire, they're barely hiring. So if you don't have a degree, they're not going to hire anyway. And I didn't want to argue with him because I understood why he said that. I understand that when you are, we're just, you know, socialized into thinking that. But I respectfully disagreed. And all I said was, I will find a way. And that's it. And even now, and like I said before, when you have your dreams and you know what you love and you start doing it, you need to protect it as well. And you can't sell it for money either. Because this veterans minimum thing, it is nothing right now. And it is in its building stages. We still don't know what we're doing. We're still trying things out and we're still trying to make it happen and do whatever. But I know the vision and I know what we want. We've talked about it. I shouldn't say I. We know what we want. And we know what we're trying to do with this so if a company, and this has happened, where companies will say, okay, we want this show, but it's going to kind of be like this and kind of be like that. And they're offering a lot of money, okay? A lot of money. So they're offering this money for the show, but they get to tweak it and make it a little different or very different. Or we're going to take this out and put that in. No, I'm not afraid to say no. And I'm protecting it. I know what I wanted when I started this thing. I'm not going to sell it for money. It's just money. I could care less. That's just paper. I don't care. I want to build something. I want it to be impressive. I'm not going to sell it for money so you could turn it into some stupid fucking whatever. Some shit that already exists. Because that's what these companies do. They see something that's successful and be like, I need to make something like a version of this, but just put a different person in the chair. And that's what they do. They make the same. That's why you see the same fucking shows everywhere. I am not selling it for money. I have this thing. I know what I want. And if you don't believe in it, and you think we need to change it, I will say no. I will walk. I don't care how much money you're offering. I don't care. I'm going to make it. And what I'm going to do is do it on my own. So that's what I'm doing. I have the YouTube channel, and we are going to make this show until it's successful. I don't care how long that takes. I'll die making it. I don't care. 40 years, I will make the show. It's going to happen. I'll do it by myself if I need to. But I know these guys are going to stay with me, and they're going to do it. But we will die to make this show successful, okay? I will keep doing it until it's successful to the point where a company goes, you know what? You guys obviously know what you're doing. You do whatever you want. Here's the money. Here's the production, blah, blah, blah. And that's what's going to happen. And that's it. You get a vision. You find something you love. You start working and you get a vision and you protect it. You do not sell it for money or for anything. And you don't change for anything. And you don't fucking listen to anyone, not even me. And I'm done with this fucking speech. I'm sorry that it's not a funny podcast, whatever, but I just felt inclined to tell you this because, you know, this thing happened the other day and I just wanted to talk about it. But anyway, like I said, before we go, you find something you love, you start working, you protect it, and you don't sell it for money. Or for anything. And thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.